here by probably pretty relieved Coach Jim Turner. Congratulations on the win, Coach. What a game and what a rally for you guys tonight.
Survived is right. You know, we played a pretty poor first half, just not very disciplined, a lot of penalties, not really playing very physical, and kind of challenged them at halftime, and they stepped up. I mean, the guys did a great job, and that's a pretty good team.
Oh, isn't it? I mean, they have a lot of skilled players across the board, and you were kind of scrambling a little shorthanded as well with the depth here coming into tonight, but you guys were able to piece some big things here together, and, you know, defense made some big plays tonight, forcing three turnovers, and plus two tonight in the turnovers. Those were big, including Avery's interception there at the end.
Yeah, you know, We lost a couple guys at practice. We lost our center, Brevin Vogelmore, with the knee on, I can't remember, a week runs ago, Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, so we got Ryan Lotta jumped in there, and he played a little bit of center a couple weeks ago. That's about it. And then, you know, secondary-wise, Brooks goes down. He's our outside linebacker on the weak side, and we're trying to throw Aiden Preston in there. We worked him at practice this week, but threw him in there, and you know, we put him in a bad spot. I mean, he hasn't played enough at that position. Thank you, sir, at that position. So, you know, we have him in a bad spot. Then we try to slide him in the corner, put Alex at Rover, he's played some Rover last year. And then we end up at the end, you know, we put Colin out at the corner, and Caden Couchman come in and played the bandit where he was at and left Alex at the Rover. I mean, it was just quite a scramble. I think the last play, Colin slid into Rover, and Alex slid out to the corner back where he belongs. You know, it's just tough. I mean, we've lost some depth in the last couple weeks, you know, and we've got to get healthy, and then we've got to play well these last two games. So, but the guys played their tails off in the second half. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better bunch of guys, and we kind of got on a little bit at halftime, and they responded great. So, you know, it was good to see.
You could see that they took that challenge to heart, because all the momentum was on Holcomb's side going to the locker room. They had scored right before halftime to go up 14-7. And they kind of punched Holcomb right in the mouth. You guys did three and out, and then really kind of just went downhill on Holcomb in that opening drive of the second half. And Camden got that dive this time that hit the pylon for the touchdown.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, he did a good job of using his hand at about the 2-yard line to brace himself to launch
airborne.
Himself.
He wasn't a knee down or anything. But the other touchdown we had called back, we just weren't set on the edge. You know, we got to check, make sure everybody's set before we snap that ball on that great run Camden had over here on this one, you know. The official says, well, it worked out in your favor because you got to burn some clock. And maybe he's right.
I guess so. But, a gutsy performance for a team. And we'll go back to the center a little bit. You mentioned that Ryan Lotta comes in late in the week to practice snapping. And a pretty big week here as well with the matchup with Holcomb, a very good team. And he did a good job tonight.
I know Ryan did a good job. I mean, second half, I mean, we all did a good job. I mean, we did some good things first half, just so many penalties and not very consistent. Mm-hmm. But second half, you know, the whole offensive line blocked better. We started running the bases. We haven't run a lot of this year. We started getting off the edge a little bit, running our halfbacks, you know, off the edge with kickouts. We changed a little blocking scheme at halftime because of what they were doing. But, you know, the whole offensive line, I mean, you go across there, Tanner at left tackle, and, you know, Emilio, and then Ryan jumping in at center, and Oscar, and then Oscar's cramping up like crazy, and Bryce Huntermark had to come in and play guard, which he does not play, and then Bruner at the tackle. You know, those guys did a great job, and Jackson tied in. There were some down blocks that just crushed some big boys in there. So, you know, I think both teams are tired at the end, but our guys, I'm proud of them. I'm just proud of how hard they played and how physical they got in the second half.
And, you know, this is you see Holcomb kind of march down. They get a big 13-yard pass play to get to the first down. They go down the 20, and I made the comment before we went on here. It was a 21-14 game 2 years ago at Smoky Valley when Avery Knoll had a game-clinching interception. He does the same thing here tonight in the end zone.
Off a tip. That was pretty sweet. He was in the right place, you know, and we come up with the ball. And, you know, just – we were a little gassed. I mean, I called that timeout, and I told Brian, I hope it doesn't come back to haunt us and we need it later. But just to give them a little breather right there. And we made a big stop on the next play, and then they tried to go to the air a little bit, and we did a good job with that. But, you know, they were trying to pick on us when we lost our Rover there. And, you know, Aiden did a good job in there. He just, you know, they're kind of getting ready, throwing at him and coming after him. He just didn't have a lot of experience, but he'll get a little more reps this week. So
yeah, but more importantly, a huge win. You're on top of the district standings. You get two more games left, one on the road, one at home. And, you know, Goodland, even though they lost by three last night to Colby, they can still play for a spot in the playoffs here, and a big game for you guys on the road next Friday, the shortened schedule.
Yeah, we'll have a short week here, mainly for the coaches preparing, you know, because they'll still they'll get through 4 days of practice, but lose a day of recovery on some of their bumps and bruises. But we can't have a letdown. We got to come out strong.
Well, this is a big win. It's been a grind, and you get two more games left. And how about this atmosphere tonight? Saturday night playoff, or it felt like a playoff game here, and both sides of the stands were packed, and it got pretty loud at times here, but what an atmosphere to be involved in tonight.
Yeah, I liked this a lot better in the second half.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Congratulations on the win, Coach. I'll let you go, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.